December 16th, 1913. Love, pure and disinterested, thy love, in so far as we can perceive and manifest it, is the only key that can open the hearts seeking for thee. Those who follow the path of the intellect can have a conception very high and very true. They can conceive the true life, the life one with thee. But they do not know it. They have no inner experience of that life, and they are unaware of any contact with thee. These, who have an intellectual knowledge and who have shut themselves up for action in a construction which appears to them the best, are the most difficult of all to convert. One finds it harder to awaken in them the consciousness of the divine than in any other being of goodwill. It is love alone that can accomplish this miracle. For love opens all doors, pierces through all walls, crosses beyond all obstacles, and a little of true love does more than the finest speeches. O Lord, let this pure flower of love blossom in me, so that it may make fragrant all who approach us, and its perfume sanctify them. In this love are found peace and joy, the source of all strength and realization. It is the infallible physician, the supreme counselor. It is the conqueror, the sovereign teacher. O Lord, my sweet master, whom I adore in silence, and to whom I am wholly consecrated, who governest my life, inflame my heart with thy pure love, so that it may burn like a fiery brazier, consuming all imperfections, and transforming into a comforting warmth and radiating light the dead wood of egoism and the black coal of ignorance. Lord, I turn towards thee with a devotion at once joyful and grave, and I implore thee, may thy love be manifested, may thy reign come, may thy peace govern the world.